Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you, everyone, they're saying, everyone, come close and listen. Fresh new energy coming through, oof, pouring down the spine, down, I can feel that. Allow it to come down through your crown chakra, down through your central column. We're bringing you fresh new energy, new frequencies, clear and highly attuned. So if you're, wherever you are, if you're listening to this, if you're not driving or doing something important, then close your eyes and either lie or sit with your eyes closed. Focus in on your heart, because this is a big charge of energy. Direct your ley lines, which means your axiatonal lines, feeder lines of light, and your energy meridians within your energy field and body to open and flow in the frequencies of love and light coming through now from the source through the star beings. And direct your energy centers to open and spin whole and healed and in perfect, at perfect optimum speed, spinning clockwise, spinning in. Those are your major chakras and all the little energy centers throughout your field. Everywhere that the axiatonal lines connecting to your field and the meridians carry the energy from there on through. That energy is moving down through the central column, down through the solar plexus and the second chakra, down to the base chakra. And down through the legs, down through the arms and the hands. I'm bringing in some red light, red ray of power, strength. They're saying strength. We're bringing you all strength in the form of energy words, lights, rays. Sound and color carry frequencies that change your field, that change your electromagnetic energy field, which is what in turn forms your physical body. As you know, your physical form is simply energy vibrating at a lower frequency, more slowly, so that it can take on physical shape and form. And the quality of that physical form is determined by the quality and the clarity of the energy that forms it. Anyahinga. So what we are doing today, right now, is clearing your fields of old frequencies. Many, many, many human beings, most human beings, when they suffer a wounding event, whether it be a physical event or an emotional wound, even physical illness and physical wounds or injuries have emotional consequences. You are one human being complex, and so everything that happens to you in this human life is felt at every level, and it all creates your energy body, your energy signature, all these energy frequencies held in your soul, which is kind of the container of all of it. And so often when the physical or emotional wound is healed, even when it is healed, even when it is not simply put aside, ignored, which often it is, even if it's consciously healed, very often some of those frequencies linger. The field has not been cleared completely. We're clearing house. We're cleaning house. You all need a big boost of energy right now. And you need the frequencies in your field to be tuned to these higher frequencies of love and joy, enthusiasm. Activation. What are you activating within our field? A whole new range of frequencies that you have not been able to access before. Wow. They exist in your higher aspects, higher ranges, higher levels of your being. But to experience them and make them useful to you at the human being level, your frequencies that you carry habitually and from the past that still resonate with some of your past experiences need to be reattuned so that they're not blocking your access to your higher frequencies. You have higher frequencies within your grasp, let's say, within the totality of who you are beyond time and space. You have all frequencies available because you are of Source, and Source contains all frequencies. However, as a human being with a soul that's been through many, many, many experiences on this earth and beyond, you have emphasized and experienced more of certain frequencies that are not of the highest levels, not of the higher dimensions. And so you want those attuned out of your field. You want your field cleansed of them, attuned to the higher frequencies, because as you are attuned into the higher dimensional frequencies of your own being, you become able to express more of your eternal being, your magical, powerful, loving, divine self, the self that is of Source, the Source self, the Source field within you, the field of energy deep within your being that is where your individuated experience and identity originated. That field is constantly being fed by Source. The energy of Source flows through you from within constantly. If it did not, you would not still be in this body and this mind. When you leave the body, you remain in energetic form and you occupy those higher frequency levels. And you can choose which frequency levels you occupy. What we want to help you do today, right now, is to enable you to embody more of the whole that you are, the entirety, because the earth frequencies now are beginning to support, are ready to support the expression of more of you, the expression of more of those higher energy frequencies. And you know, when people speak of the fifth dimension, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, and on, the higher dimensional earth, and they speak of earth living in peace and harmony, meaning all life on earth in peace and harmony. What they are referring to is an earth whose inhabitants, as well as the planet herself, are attuned into these higher frequencies. So for you to play your part, for you to create this beautiful new life that you want, where you do what gives you joy, and that's how you spend your life, and you have everything you need, and all of it comes to you easily with grace and ease and abundance. And life is beautiful, and life is filled with the love that you desire, the joy that you desire, the fun, the health, the wealth, the abundance, the prosperity, whatever it is, all of it. You don't have to choose. It's all there. And it's all an expression of Source as you through you. Because Source contains all of those. Source chooses to express all of those through each of its creation, all aspects. So what we're doing is helping you prepare to contain more of those frequencies, to express more of those frequencies, to allow the energy that flows through you from Source to be of higher frequency, which will facilitate that new life, which is you are creating. You are creating the new earth through creating your own new life. That's your role. That is your purpose. And the life that you are creating for yourself, the new life expression, is to be one of more joy. Is to be the one that you truly want to live, doing the things you truly find satisfying and fulfilling. Your fulfillment is your guide, because what is fulfilling and brings you joy is your greatest contribution to humankind. Your joy, your love, your happiness, your enthusiasm radiates those high frequency energies to all around you. So together, you are creating the new earth. We are creating the new earth. We are creating the new version, the stepped up version of humanity. We meaning all human beings with our higher dimensional aspects. Star beings, do you guys have human aspects on Earth as well, right now? You know that we do because you are all star beings. We are the higher aspects of some human beings aligned with the stars, who are from the stars. Not all come from the same kind of world or realm or dimension. Do all star beings have human, who are working with humanity, have human aspects? Those who wish to do. Not all do. Some remain strictly on the higher, in the higher dimensions. Some play both roles. Your own higher aspect is your main guide. So all of us who have human aspects are working with humanity. There's no separation in that. Okay, thank you for answering that. And now, is there more light language? Let's clear every emotional wound. We want to clear old emotional wounds. So even if you can't think of one, if nothing comes to mind, it doesn't matter, because believe us, every human being carries the residues of earlier emotional wounds. And that's what we are now going to attune out of your field. Adi, adi, place your left hand on your heart chakra, which is just in the center of your chest to the right of your physical heart. You may also place your right hand over your second chakra, which is just below your belly button. This is a place where wound energy is often held. Now, send the energy with your mind. Take a deep breath in and blow it out and visualize and feel, if you can, the energy pouring down through your, from your top of your head down through your base chakra, down through your legs, clearing, cleansing, as they say these energy words. Kaya. That's opening the crown chakra and bringing in, spinning in new white light, golden light. Adikaya, Adikaya, Adikaya. Thank you so much. Take another deep breath. Breathe in the frequencies of love and light. There is always support for you. There is always support in the higher realms. The higher realms mean your own higher self and all the forms of creation emanating from source in the higher dimensions of love and light. You are deeply loved. You are always held. You are always supported. Ask us for help. Ask us anytime. Ask us whether you ask the star beings or you ask the source or you ask your own self, your own guides, whatever words you use and names you use. We all know who you're talking to. It's all one. We are all one. We are one. We are one. We are one with you. You are one with us. You are one with each other. All in one, one in all in all. Alejo hita koho antikana a ali. And so it is. Thank you so much for the blessings of love and light. Sometimes we just need to be cleared, healed, blessed, and charged with higher frequency energy. If you want to receive more energy blessings from the star beings, more inspiration, information, and blessing, clearing, healing energy, inspiring energy to carry you forward in your creation of your new life. Please join me and the star beings for our course called The Truth About Success and Failure, which will cover all aspects of creation, because it doesn't matter what you're trying to create in your new life. We're all creating new lives, and we all want those lives to be what we consider successful, meaning whatever meets our needs, whatever we envision. So I invite you to go to voicesfromthestars.com or susanrinsberger.com directly. And there you'll find a button where you can click, a place you can click to get more information about the course, to get a description. You can sign up, send your email address, and we'll send you this detailed description, and you'll get to see a video in which I explain what we're talking about. You get to learn about the course, sign up for the course. And really, this course is not just, it's not just about learning something that I can teach you. It's about sitting down with the star beings and receiving together what they know that each participant in each session, there are three sessions in the course, and each participant's needs and desires are already known before we start. So when you sign up, you'll get some material, and I recommend that you listen to the background recordings, the recordings that prepare you for each of the sessions. Each one is on a different, distinct topic, all related to success. And from there, the star beings will start to work with you. They have told me that. The moment you commit your time and your energy and your money, you're saying that you want to succeed, and you're choosing to invest in your own success. You're choosing it. You're no longer equivocating. You're choosing success. And from that moment on, the higher beings of love and light are working with you and helping you. So if that sounds good to you and you want to take part, go to susanrinsberger.com. Look for the place at the top of the page. And from there, just follow the instructions. Sending you lots of love and light and blessings. This is Susan Rinsberger, speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina. Until next time. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends.
Thank you.